There we go. All right, Big Reed here. It's 99.7 now. Someone special. That's what I want to start with. Somebody special.
Thank
Do me a favor. Introduce yourself.
My name is Carrie Vellis. I'm a lot of things. I'm the mother of 6 children. I've adopted 3 through foster care.
Amazing.
I'm a wife, and I'm also an author.
An author. And you have some pretty incredible books that I had a chance to read. And for those that are listening that aren't aware, like I grew up in foster care myself since I was 6 years old. And I just told you the story a few minutes ago. What, like, how did you get involved with foster care? Like, how did you, like, initially start it?
You know, about 11 years ago, my son at the time was 4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband came home. He's in law enforcement. And he came home with a horrible story about a child who died. And it was totally preventable. And at that moment, I said, we're doing something. I'm going to wait till, you know, my child's not 4 months old to start welcoming children. And that's, you know, we waited about 5 years and then we got licensed and started taking kiddos in.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And how many do you know off the top of your head of how many kids have come through your home?
We've had 19.
19.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's really, really awesome. Like, when you reached out to me through LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
and you told me about your program and how you have your kids and how you're an author and the books that you're writing, like it connected with me immediately because of my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you sent the book over to me, you said, when I was little, and you also sent Sometimes. Sometimes was super crazy because that's like that's the one where a kid is initially taken away from
mm-hmm.
their home and they're having to transition and understand like what's really going on.
Because
mm-hmm. I remember when I was taken directly away from my elementary school. Like I didn't even get to go back home or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you come up with your books, when you write your books, is this based on like your experiences of how you've seen your kids transition or is it stories that they have told you?
Both. You know, I know what they've gone through, and I literally went to the bookstore to find something because I love to read to the kids at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing. There was a story like of a dog and the mom dog, and I was like, how am I going to read? How is a child going to relate to that? I almost thought it was a little like, really? That's what your foster care story is?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I came home and I said to my husband, I'm like, I'm writing a book. And he's like, okay. And he knows me. Like, nothing will stop me once I get set.
Yeah.
And the next week, I'd written Sometimes when I was waiting in the carpool line for my kids and ended up connecting with a very amazing gal. Her name is Jen Lear, and she was in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down, and it was literally like the hair on my arm stood up. It was like she got it. You know what I mean? She lived through it. She knew. I had sketches. I'm not an illustrator, so mm-hmm. I'd like stick people.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
knew exactly. I'm like, this is kind of embarrassing, but here's what I'm imagining.
Uh-huh.
And we took bits from my home. You know, we have 2 therapy dogs. And I wanted it to be for the kids. And when we started looking into like publishing books and whatnot, it could take years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not waiting. Like, I said to my husband, please have faith. This is expensive. But have faith that I believe if you're doing good, it'll all circle back around. I said, I'm going to self-publish this. And connected with Jen, we sat down and she drew these illustrations. They're super kid-friendly. And the story, you know, it's about a child being pulled from their home,
mm-hmm.
how they might feel in their new home. And I don't, you know, guarantee anything because you don't know.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Very true.
And just kind of tell them, you know, what they could expect
mm-hmm.
and try and give them a sense of security. And I think that really is a great book.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. I read it to my daughter because my daughter, she hasn't had to go through that, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't had to deal with any type of foster care or dealing with CPS or anything like
mm-hmm.
that, which was one of my goals growing up. I was like, you know what? This is not going to happen with my children. They're not going to deal with this. They're
mm-hmm.
not going to go through this no matter what. I think that's the reason why I try to work as hard as I do. She doesn't really understand foster care. She's
mm-hmm.
still learning. She's still trying to get it. She's like, you know, why weren't you with your mom and different things like that? And it's kind of hard to explain to a younger girl, like, hey, you know, your grandma did this, and this. So I'm giving her some time until she gets a little bit older
mm-hmm.
to fully explain to her. But I think books like the ones that you've written are incredible. You have the next one was When I Was Little, A Child's Journey in Overcoming Abuse and Trauma, which is serious, which is obviously a super, super serious topic.